Some of the guys said it hasn't really sunk in that you guys are going to the Super Bowl. What's it like from your estimation?
Well, to be honest, it's another week of preparation. And like I said, Coach told us not to make it bigger than what it is. You know, we're playing the New England Patriots. You know, they got a great group of guys. When you look at it, you know, some people really get caught up in the Super Bowl atmosphere and they kind of change their ways of playing. And I think what Dr. Elko and Coach Peterson are really doing a great job with is making sure that everybody acts the same each week. Don't do anything out of proportion. Just, you know, relax, stay focused, and have fun, because nobody really gets to this moment, because, you know, very small percentage each season. So you really got to enjoy it and soak it all in.
Do you think about how far you've come, where right now all the college all-star games are taking place, and you haven't had an offseason? Yeah. It's been draft prep to being undrafted to fighting for a spot here to now playing in the Super Bowl?
Yeah, that's what makes it all worth it. And when I look back, I had a long prep, I would say, and can't wait to go back and watch the Senior Bowl right now. So no, shout out to those guys in the Senior Bowl. It doesn't matter where you get picked, just make an impact wherever you go. And it just makes it that much better, because when I go back home after practice, I know I gave it my all every single time I came out here. I'm pretty sure everybody else on the team can, you know, say that for themselves as well. So I think this is what makes this team special. I love coming to work every day and knowing that, you know, something new is going to happen because somebody has found another niche in their staff to get better.
Coach Peterson has preached to you guys that it's not just about getting to a Super Bowl.
Right.
It's taking that next step and winning.
Exactly.
I mean, how important is it that that message is kind of implanted in your guys' minds that it's great to get here, but it's unfinished business until you guys actually win it?
Right, because, you know, if you have the mindset that you just want to get to the Super Bowl, I think you lost already, because you got to have that strong mindset that you got to build confidence, you got to build strategy, you got to build structure around this great defense that we're going against as far as offensive side. So, as far as the Super Bowl goes, we're just going to lay it all out there and, bring something home.
Does it seem like a long time since training camp now?
Yeah, you know, all the hot days. It actually feels good outside for once, so that brings back a little bit of a memory. Just first day walking out there and in a different number, different atmosphere, different jersey, different number and all that. So I'm really happy of the journey I'm on. I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad I didn't get drafted. That's out the window. I can, you know, give two craps about it now. So it's all about just making an impact and continuing for years to come.
Have you never played anywhere near this long before? Are you tired?
Am I tired? No, I'm not tired one bit. We got the Super Bowl, so I'm more awake than ever.
When you say that the coaches want to make sure that everyone acts the same way and you know, every week, how do they go about doing that? How do you make sure the guys don't stray? Because this isn't a normal week for you, right?
It's I've said the only thing is listening. You got to listen. Listening to what Coach Peterson is trying to illustrate each morning in the meeting, I'm pretty sure it's all locked in our brain. And making sure, you know, because he said a powerful message to us, is the teams that lose in the Super Bowl are the teams that change in the second half. So if you stay consistent within just focus on the next play, then you should be fine. But the teams that lose are the ones that change, you know, trying to do everything out of the ordinary.
Have you taken stock of this journey for you, going from being undrafted to climbing up the depth chart to here you are a contributor on a Super Bowl team?
Yeah, and I've been past that phase. I feel as if I got drafted. That whole thing is just wiped out of my memory. Of course, I'll think about it, you know, when I'm done playing football, just to add to my story. But at the same time, I feel like these guys welcomed me with open arms, and being back home made it that much better. So I wake up each day, come in, and just shut up and grind, basically.
Corey, it seems like fans all across the country, casual fans, are embracing this team.
Right.
Do you have a sense why, from your estimation?
No, but I know a lot of people doubting us, and that's what we need. So underdogs, we coming, and that's all I can say.